There's a very fundamental machlokes between the Chassam Sofer and Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Igros Moshe regarding the concept of Chayecha Koidmin and how it applies to Ruchniyistika in Yonim and Talmud Torah. Do we say that Chayecha Koidmin is a general rule and it applies unequivocally, whether it's talking about physical concerns or we're talking about spiritual concerns, whether we're talking about taking care of your physical needs, or we're talking about, let's say, learning? If it's a question of you personally steiging or going to teach other people, do we say Chayecha Koidmin? If you're going to steig more, if you learn by yourself, perhaps we say Chayecha Koidmin. Or do we say that no? Perhaps Chayecha Koidmin is specific to Gashmiyistika concerns, to physical concerns, but perhaps when it comes to Inyanei Ruchnius, there's no concept of Chayecha Koidmin. The Chassam Sofer has a very Yisaidistik pshat in the Medrash. Chazal tell us that Om Rabbi Kiva Zeklau Godol Batoiro Vahavta L'Reyecha Kamoich. So Poshe Pshat, the way how you read this Medrash is that Rabbi Kiva is telling us Zeklau Godol Batoiro, it's a very fundamental rule, Vahavta L'Reyecha Kamoich, because it's an all-encompassing idea. It's all-encompassing, it's something that runs the gamut, it applies to so many different mitzvahs. Du chesed, Vahavta L'Reyecha Kamoich. Zoktach Sam Sefer, that's not how you're supposed to read the Medrash. That's not the pshat in the Medrash. Zoktach Sam Sefer, Omri Rabbi Akiva, Zekra Godo Bat Torah. Specific to Torah, when it comes to Talmud Torah, we don't apply the regular rules of Chayecha Koidmin. Zekra Godo Bat Torah, Vahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha. That when it comes to Talmud Torah, you don't say Chayecha Koidmin, it's Vahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha Kipshutai. Love your friend just like yourself when it comes to Torah. Treat yourself and your friend equally. You don't have precedence. In other words, we know that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that when the person came to me, Megayer, and he wanted to learn the entire Torah al Regalachas, Beis Shammai rejected him, but Beis Hillel told him, Ma da'aloch sani lechaverch lo yisavid. Whatever you don't want someone else to do to you, don't do to others. He touched it up in the shlili. He touched it up in the negative. Don't do something bad. Don't do something negative. Don't do something hurtful to someone else if you don't want it done to you. And all the mefarshim ask, why doesn't the Gemara tell us that the taich of a hafalurecha kamoicha is kipshutai? In the positive, do chesed to other people like you want to be done to yourself. Treat other people like you would treat yourself. Give chesed to other people like you want chesed done for you. Why is it in the shlili? Don't do something harmful. And the Marsha explains, because Chayecha Koidmin. It's impossible to understand this din kipshutoi, v'haftarach kamoicha, that you actually are supposed to give him exactly what you would take yourself, because you have precedence. When it comes to Gashmius, you have presence. Chayecha Koidmin. So it must be that when it says V'havta L'Reich Kamoicha, and Beis Hillel and Hillel Hazokin is applying it for this potential ger, he's saying it in Loshon Shlili. Mada Loch Sani L'Chaverch Lo Yisavid. What you don't want to be done for you, don't do to someone else. Zoktach Sam Sefer, that is when it comes to physical concerns. When it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Talmud Torah, the Chassam Sefer is talking about Talmud Torah. Others understand the Chassam Sefer to be more broad and applying to all Inyanei Ruchnius. But Zoch the Chassam Sefer by Torah, it's different. Zeklal Godol by Torah behalf of Lecha Kamecha, you're equivalent to your friend. You are not first, you don't have priority, you don't have precedence. It's equal. Behalf of Lecha Kamecha. Azoy Zoch the Chassam Sefer. Ramesha disagrees. And Ramesha holds that no, Chayecha Koidmin applies even by Talmud Torah, even by Dvarim Shel Ruchnius. It's an unequivocal idea that applies throughout the gamut of Torah. So it's a machlokes, Rav Moshe and the Chassam Sefer. Now, L'chayu the Chassam Sefer has a very stark raya. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Nun Dalet tells us about the famous Rav Preda, Rav Preda used to teach his Talmud the halacha 400 times. The Talmud needed a little bit of a very, very thorough and clear understanding in order for him to actually retain what he was being taught. And therefore, Preda would chaz over 400 times every single thing that he taught him before he was able to continue. And the Gemara tells us that one day he had to go somewhere. He was a little bit rushed, Rav Preda. And the kid, after learning it 400 times, was nervous because his Rebbe had to go. So he didn't have the ability to retain it even with the 400 times. Then he didn't. Rav Preda did it another 400 times. The Gemara says that Rav Preda then was offered either to get his whole door into Shemayim, into Gan Eden, as a schar, or for him to live another 400 years. And the Gemara says that he chose to bring the door into Gan Eden, and Lomaisa, he was rewarded both. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara has been telling us that Rav Preda would teach a Talmud the halacha 400 times because he felt that that was for the benefit of the Talmud. So you see, like the Chassam Sofer, what happened to Chayech HaKoidman? Why does the Gemara assume that Rav Preda did the right thing if he basically gave up from his own shtagging to help this Talmud? So you see that Chayecha is not Koidman when it comes to Talmud Torah. So Rav Moshe addresses this, and Rav Moshe says that even though Rav Moshe says, I feel the Chassam Sofer is wrong, and Chayecha Koidman applies even by Talmud Torah, however, there is a concept of meiser when it comes to time as well as your money. And also when it comes to time, you should give meiser, you should give 10% of your time to chesed, to teaching others, to helping others. And that's how we could understand the Gemara in Irvin, Daft and Dal. Now, Rav Moshe brings a raya to his opinion from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about the various chiyuvim that a father has vis-a-vis his son. And the Gemara says that, this is in Daf Chof Tes, the Gemara says that the father is chayiv to be mal his son, to give him milo, pidyon haben, and the father is chayiv to marry him off, to teach him a trade, lamdoi umdnis, to teach him how to swim according to the Yeshayimrim. The Gemara discusses the various chiyuvim that a father has regarding his son. Now, the Yeshayimrim, on that sugya are mavur, that all of these chiyuvim are really chiyuvim on the son himself, including pinyin haben. Be'etzem he's mechuyiv like the b'chayrim in Mitzrayim, to be paid to himself. And the kid is mechuyiv in his own mila. It's just that the father is mechuyiv to make sure, to ensure, to help, to enable the son to fulfill his chiyuv. But be'etzem it's a chiyuv ala ben. It's the father who's supposed to help his son do his chiyuv, or fulfill his chiyuv. That's the way the Rishonim understand the Gemara. And the Gemara goes on to list different scenarios that might arise when it comes to the father's obligation vis-a-vis his son. And one of the Gemara's cases is, if a father, let's say, has himself to be paid for Pidyon HaBen, and his son to be paid for Pidyon HaBen, and he only has enough money, he only has Chomesh Shloim available to do the mitzvah one time, who comes first? Does he do the mitzvah of pidyon on himself or on his son? Says the Gemara, on himself. Why? Mitzvah de gufei odif. Mitzvah de gufei odif. His personal obligation has precedence, and since it's his own obligation, memela, he comes before his son. Zokter Moshe, the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says that you're mechuyev to teach your son Torah, and you're mechuyev to hire someone, if you don't have enough time to completely teach him, to teach your son. You have to be soicher melamed, you have to hire out a melamed to teach your son. And the question is, says the Gemara, what if you only have enough money to pay for one of your melamedim? Either your own learning for your own melamed, or a melamed for your son. Who comes first? Who has precedence, you or your son? Says the Gemara, you come first, your obligation comes first, and you pay a malamed to teach yourself rather than your son goes to the work. As they state in Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the son is much more capable, he's a budding town chacham, he's much more, olul to eventually be zeiche legdula, so he should come first, and not the father. But in a regular case where they're both equal, the father has precedence over the son. Dr. Moshe, if you have kedima when it comes to Talmud Torah, even over your own son, then kal v'chaymer, we would say, that you come before other people. And therefore, since we say chayach ha-koydmin, even when it comes to your son, then kal v'chaymer, when it comes to other people, chayach ha-koydmin, not like the Chasam Sofer. So Moshe basically proves that chayach ha-koydmin applies no matter what, no matter when, whether it's a Dover Gashmi or it's a Dover Ruchmi, whether it's Talmud Torah or whether it's not Talmud Torah. You come first, Chayecha Koidmi. As I state in Tshuvas from Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe. Now the truth is that many Paiskim learn the Gemara differently than Rav Moshe, and according to the way, even the Vilna Gaon understands that Gemara in Kedushin, Rav Moshe doesn't really have much of a raya. Because the way the Goyin understands the Gemara, there's actually two separate chiyuvim when it comes to Talmud Torah vis-a-vis your son. And it's before Mefurish and the Rambam like this, where the Rambam tells us that a person is mechuyev to learn, and a person is mechuyev to teach a son. There's a chiyuv on you to teach your son. It's incumbent on every individual to teach your son Torah. In addition, the Rambam says, you're mechuyev to teach your grandson. Voidatim levenecha, levenevenecha. So, chiv to teach your grandson. Void, shteitin Rambam, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're capable, you're mechuyev to teach other people's children. You're mechuyev to teach Torah to others as well, not just to your son, not just to your grandson. Azay shteitin Rambam. However, says the Rambam, there's a separate sugya and a separate halacha that is completely distinct and independent. And that is the obligation to pay someone, to pay a malama, to hire out someone to teach Torah. Says the Rambam, this only applies to your son. It doesn't apply to other people. Now there's a suffix in the Lechem Mishnah whether it applies to your grandson. But when it comes to other people, you certainly don't have to pay a malama to teach other people. And when it comes to your own son, you're mechuyev to pay for the malama to teach him. Now, the Zokta Goin, the Gemara, when it says you have a situation in front of you where you have to learn and your son has to learn, who comes first? You, and your higher malamed to teach yourself. Zokta Goin, the Gemara is clearly talking about the chiyuv to hire a malamed. The Gemara is talking about to pay a malamed. And the Gemara is comparing it, and we're deriving it from the case of Pidyon HaBen. Just like by Pidyon HaBen, who liftois, upnoi liftois, who kaidim, because mitzvah the gufei adif. The Gemara says mitzvah the gufei adif. That is also the svar behind the Gemara's pshitos when it comes to Talmud Torah. Mitzvah the gufei adif. Now, Talmud Torah, to hire a malamed to teach learning, to teach your son, that's not your own chiv, that's your chiv. That's mutl on the son. That's a chiyuv on the son, just like the other chiyuvim that we find over there in the sugya, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen, etc. All of those chiyuvim listed over there are chiyuvim that are on the son himself, and just mutl on the av, it's incumbent on the av to ensure and to assist his son in fulfilling the obligations of the son. Says the Goin, when it comes to the chiyuv to teach Torah, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The chiyuv without schar, without hiring, just to teach Torah? Lav dafka, you see from this Gemara anything about precedence? So, b'schar kamayri. The entire kedima given to the father or the son is when it comes to hiring out someone to teach. Why? Because over there, the chiyuv when it comes to the son is only mitzad the son's chiyuv. It's not the father's chiyuv. It's just that the father has to help his son be became his own chiyuv. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that if you have your own chiyuv and you have your son's chiyuv, you hire a malamed to teach yourself because mitzvah the gufei adif. the chiv to hire a malamed to teach your son is not your own chiv. That's mitzad the chiv of your son. But let's say mitzad the chiv of Talmud Torah without pay, stamazoi, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, where there's a chiv A to learn, there's a chiv B to teach your son, and there's a chiv C to teach other boys that are not your children. Mitzav that chiv, you don't see from this Gemara anything about kedima to yourself over other people. Perhaps the Chassam Sofer is correct. The haftal reicha kamoicha. There's no din chayach koyimin, and perhaps you don't have precedence when it comes to learning yourself. That Gemara in Kedushin is talking about a specific and unique obligation of hiring someone and paying someone to teach Torah, and that is the only time you clearly see from the Gemara a kedima given to the father over the son. At any rate, this is the very yisoidistik machlekes between Rameish and Chassam Sofer regarding Chayecha Kaidman and when it, if it applies to Talmud Torah as well.